it's Thursday, and of course, we're here to answer that question you'll all be asking: what do I watch this weekend? It's time for Streaming with Steven.
Now streaming.
Okay, what's going on? What's trending?
Streaming with Steven.
All right, our good friend Stephen Chang is here to give us a lowdown on what is available on our streaming services. So much choice, lots to watch. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Jazz. We've got a good list today.
You do? Are you happy about the list?
Very happy, very pleased.
I think I know the show you're very happy about. So let's start with that show, shall we?
Yeah, sure. So The Last of Us is a highly anticipated drama based on a popular video game. So if you haven't heard of it yet, it basically focuses on a post-apocalyptic United States. The story of it is that there's a fungal outbreak that has taken over the human race, turning everyone into zombies. So the story here mainly focuses on Joel, who is played by the Mandalorian, Pedro Pascal.
Oh, okay.
And he's a hardened middle-aged man who is tormented by his traumatic past, such as his losing his daughter at the beginning of the outbreak, losing all his loved ones, and just the chaos of what's been happening in the world.
He's a very good actor. I really like him.
He's in everything.
Wasn't he in Narcos as well?
Yes, Narcos, and like I mentioned, The Mandalorian. He was in Wonder Woman too. And like, you just see him in all of these different shows and movies nowadays, I swear.
Yeah, he's very versatile. I really like him.
Absolutely. And also in this show, he has to basically protect this girl named Ellie, who's a 14-year-old, and she's immune to the virus. So there's a cure for that they're trying to make. Here's a little sneak peek of that show.
Why are you so important?
Somewhere out west, they're working on a cure. I think what really impressed them was the fact that I didn't turn into a monster.
If she so much as twitches, don't. If I'm taking you with me, you do what I say when I say it.
Wow. The show itself, you were saying it follows a popular video game? Like, I wasn't even aware of this.
That's right, yeah. So the game is it's very highly regarded. People love the game. There's two installments now. It's mainly for PlayStation. And what they do really well with this show is that they really stay true to the source material. So the way they film the shots, the way the characters are acting, the way the setting even looks, like, they basically made it almost shot for shot, not exactly, but it's pretty accurate. And that's not really something that's common in video game properties. So kudos to the people who made this show. And it comes out every Sunday, I believe it is. Yeah, first episode's out now.
So, I mean, Crave here in Canada, I'm assuming, of course, it's HBO out of the U.S., which obviously known to do good quality programming. So sometimes when you produce a piece of television from a video game, usually they're not very good in regards to character development, storyline. You're saying this one has actually been able to stay true to that, but actually is worth the watch.
Oh, it's definitely worth the watch. It's okay. So binge-worthy. I really recommend it. Like, first episode's out now. It came out last Sunday, so mm-hmm. I recommend people just get on that.
All right, that is The Last of Us, and that's mm-hmm. on Crave. And there we go. So what's the next one here?
Well, the next one here is, well, Jazz, did you ever watch That 70s Show?
I watched it, but I wasn't a loyal watcher.
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess for those who are, they'll be happy to see that there is a spinoff. Basically, most of the original cast is back for That 90s Show, and it focuses on the main character's daughter. So the main characters in the previous installment was Eric and Donna, played by Topher Grace, and Donna Wilmer. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah, Laura Prepon. My God, my notes. I'm just losing it today. As you can tell, I'm very tired. So basically, it focuses on the main character's daughter, Leia, who is named after Prince Leia, because Topher Grace's character is a huge Star Wars fan. And it's kind of just it's one of those like teen sitcoms where it just focuses on life as a teenager in the 90s, what it's like growing up, exploring new things. And here's a trailer for that show as well.
Having the house full again. It fills me with joy.
Eric's having a hard time with Leia.
Look, all I know is that I'm going to love her and stand behind her no matter what.
That is a great idea. Because when you stand behind your kids, it's easier
to put your foot in their ass.
Yeah, we got it, Dan. Thanks.
That show, how many years was it on for the 70s show? What, about 10, 12 years?
Yeah, around there, yeah. It's been a while, and it's basically what shot Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher into fame.
Yeah. I think it's one of their claims. I mean, it was a successful one of the most successful television shows ever. So it's got that built-in base of people who want to sort of catch up with the show and see where they take it from the 70s into the 90s.
Yeah, and the cool thing is that most of them come back too. So you have Deborah Jo Rupp and Kirkwood Smith as Kitty and Red, respectively. Like I mentioned, Topher Grace is coming back. And Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis also show up at some point in the show.
All right, well, the next show here is a Netflix show. And now, generally, I'm not a reality show viewer, but tell me about this one, because it sounds a Netflix kind of thing to do. Explain it to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jazz, I know you hate your reality shows, but I don't care. this is Netflix's first Italian reality show, and it focuses on a group of young adults who they're often described as lazy and spoiled, and all they want to do is just party, and they hate working. This show is called Summer Job. It came out on December 16th, but they're basically given the impression that they're going to be in this fun reality show where all they get to do is go to Mexico, party, and they get a free vacation out of it. But the twist is that they actually have to work. So this clip here is in Italian, but it's kind of it gives a sense of what the show is about, or the tone of the show.
Dall'inverno italiano sono pronti a raggiungermi in Messico, nell'incantevole Riviera Maya, e sono convinti di vivere una delle avventure più belle che abbiano mai vissuto.
Quando sono in vacanza io sono una bomba pronta a esplodere.
Una vacanza indimenticabile dove poter fare quello che hanno sempre fatto.
Se c'è da far festa non mi batte nessuno.
Peccato che dopo un solo giorno il sogno lascerà il posto alla dura realtà.
Oddio.
Che ansia.
Scopriranno che la vacanza non è gratuita. Dovranno guadagnarsela nella maniera più ovvia, ma sconosciuta per loro.
Non ho capito.
Lavorando.
Well, you can tell by the language. I don't speak Italian, but you can tell there's a lot of drama there. And
exactly.
So they arrive wherever in Mexico, and so they think it's going to be one of those traditional sort of tropical vacations, and they end up having to work.
Yeah, that's right. So they get to do different jobs in like a diving center, a restaurant, a monkey sanctuary even. They have to like clean, sweep, do those kind of odd jobs or whatever people have to do there. And if they do well, they get a paycheck. If they don't, they're out of the show and they lose their chance to win 100,000 euros.
Oh, there you go. So that's an Italian reality show called Summer Job. So look forward to seeing that as well. Stephen, thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. Hang on one sec. Oh, look, it looks like I got an invitation to go to Mexico for a show that they're filming. Well, I'm off now. Bye, Jazz.
Bye. See ya. That's our Stephen Chang.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.